Yesterday we had finished looking, I think, at the tshuva of the Rashba. Danny had challenged me in Seder, how do I know that the Rashba actually holds that the Chaticha is Asura? And the truth is, reading the tshuva, I think it's clear, I think it's very much mashma that way, but he was questioning if you could really prove it. So the truth is, even if you can't prove it from the tshuva itself, although I think it's there, it's quite explicit in the Torah Sabayis. He says black on white, and that's what's quoted in our most favorite siman that we haven't seen yet, Siman Kuvav. In other words, even though the Rashba, and the Ramah, by the way, we're going to see, seems to, I don't want to say misunderstand the Rashba. The Shach just thinks he quotes the Rashba saying something he just doesn't say. But it's clear that the Rashba holds that even though you don't say Chaticha Nasis Nevela by Shari Surim, the Chaticha, which was Nesra, is not Choseres Lehetera. Okay. So now, anyway, so let's start with the beginning part of Siman Saditas. The truth is, this Siman itself could theoretically have been split into two. In other words, the first part of the siman could have been Ketzad Misharin, and in some ways it almost belongs with the previous siman. Or if I would have argued, I would have cut these two simanim into three. I would have started Sadi Ches and gone until Gimel, which is all the rules of Bito, Minvimino, Mimishen Omino, Barov, No Saint Tam, and so on. Then Dalet began with that when you mishayar shishim, you have to be mishayar with the entire pot of the entire piece of food because you don't know how much came out of it. So that's really all part of Ketzad Misharin, which belongs with the beginning of the siman. And then after Os Dalid, after Sif Dalid and this siman, starting with Sif Hay, it came about Lenisul Hatila. But the truth is, the Beis Yosef wonders about the tour, what he presented in Mavat Lenisul Hatila. He starts with this. I don't have any of you get to the smag yet?
Yeah.
Where's the yeah? So if you did, you might have been wondering, if you saw the Beis Yosef, he wonders, why does the Torah start with the smag? It's like doing Emavat L'Chatchila backwards. Start with Emavat L'Chatchila, then raise the issue that the smag raises whatever it's about, right? That's a detail within Emavat L'Chatchila, but first he prevents the whole smag, that the Torah presents it, he has a discussion, he doesn't understand the smag, and then he goes on to talk Emavat L'Chatchila. So it's an odd way of presenting it. So the structure is not fully clear to me why things are broken up the way they are. But be that as it may, I'd like to just go through the first part of the siman. We already prepared the makar, so let's start in the tour. And Moshe, why don't you read for us, please? I was going to ask Yossi, but he's eating, so. No. After you're finished eating, you'll take over for him. That's fine. That's what I saw. Moshe was kind enough to raise his hand. He intuited what I wanted, and so he was coming there to save you. Go ahead. Hatichas Nevela.
Hatichas Nevela. Sheyesh ba basar ba tzamos shenamol nekdeva shel hezer. Yesh omrim shatzamos ha'isur mitzarpim ima basar ha'isur lahatzrich shishim kinegder. Ba'tzamos ha'heter mitzarpim im basar ha'heter. Yamke.
Okay. So whose shita is this? Yes, I mean, that's if it's a sheet of the pastures of the sheet and the Gemara. Lamanda Amar Bashishim, the Gemara says, Basar Bahade, Atzamas Bade Basar, Kineget Atzamas Bade Basar. That's a simple reading of the Gemara. Right? The Rash was the one who came up with this very clever reading. But that's the very, very simple reading of the Gemara. Right? The Beis Yosef starts his comments with, Hachi Mashma Perikid Anoshe. That's what it sounds like. Okay, so that is the first sheet. However, now he quotes the second Shita.
Right.
Arguably, that's the Shita the Yushalmi, but which the Rash tries to argue the Bavli would agree with as well. But remember, when the Rash does get to the end, when all is said and done, the Rash is forced to say, the Bavli is only a Snafta, that's why I can say what I want to say, and it's not arguing with the Yushalmi. So, you know, if you wanted to take an example where arguably we're following the Yushalmi over the Bavli, this might be an example. Although, of course, the Shita and the Bavli that we're Masharin Bekedera might or might not be related to the Yushalmi Shita. Leon?
Well, isn't there also an opinion that said that it's also an Asmachta?
No, yes, but the question is, the Gemara said, and the problem is you're going to have, the Rosh is going much further than that. Tosis is saying it's only the Rabbanon. But Tosis, what's motivating Tosis to say that is since the whole Shaila is one of Imamino, and Sbata Barov, Menat Torah, how can you learn anything from it? But the Rosh is doing something much more radical. He's dismissing what would appear to be the simple reading of the Gemara by arguing, in other words, if you're going to learn from, if you're going to paskin Echar B'Shishin. The Gemara says, you know, when the Gemara says basar keneged basar by the Manda Bermea, you could say basar keneged basar, and you don't count the atzmos isa with the basar, but maybe you do count them with the heter, right? It's a bit of a stretch, but it's not impossible. There's no denying that the Manda Amar Echad B'Shishim, according to our sugya, says basar b'hadei atzmos against basar b'hadei atzmos. Like, there's no question that's very explicit. So the only way to dismiss that is to say, oh, that's just to get us to the proportion of 1 in 60, but that's not actually the din. The din is really basar against basar b'hadei atzmos v'atzmos, right? Which is a little bit strange, right? One has to acknowledge that that is really pushing the boundaries. He does it in order to make the Bavli and Yerushalmi not be in conflict, right? His argument is that, I mean, I didn't say this yesterday, but he argues that, you know, multiple places in the Yerushalmi. No, so what? Right? It's firstly in the Yerushalmi, it's the same sugya, just duplicate copied over. It doesn't, you know, that doesn't make, that doesn't make it more, you know, more strong. And aside, okay, so the Bavli doesn't agree with it, right? So instead he says, no, that the since saying it's an asmachta, that's not such a chiddush. Saying that it's an asmachta, now we can just ignore the details in it, that's a much bigger chiddush. So the answer is, the first shita is, that's what the Gemara says. The second shita is the Rash's very creative interpretation of how to deal with the Gemara. Okay, fine. Lefichach. Okay, then I think probably the Ran points out that the moach is obviously basar, but everything else, in the fikach, he's assuming that, like the Rash, and like his father, and therefore, everything but the moach in the atzmos iser is mitzdarif with the heter. Okay.
Is that different than the Yerushalmi?
No. No, the Yerushalmi doesn't talk about moach.
Right, but
I'm not understanding.
Meaning, what's some stuff with heter to make it shishim?
All bones except for the moach and the iser bones.
Right, but the rotev is something that's not unedible.
No, the rotev also is mitzdarif. That's kol mashak b'deira bein rasim.
Is that what the Yerushalmi would hold too?
Yeah. I don't think that's a novel point that you're going to count the rotev and everything else. The real shayla is the bones. Yeah.
Do we count just the moach or the bones that contain the
stomach? Only the moach.
So okay. So
and he says, "Abel on moach shebatzamos, not atzamos sheish ben moach."
Right, that would have been the other sheet. That would have been the Ran as cited by the Beyosi.
What would have been?
Well, Yosi just suggested the atzamos right. Had moach, and that was on top of the other sheet.
The question, well, the Shach is going to distinguish, right? The question is, but I think the assumption may be that bones that, it's a mitzvah question. If bones that have moach are really soft throughout, then the stomach, you count it all towards the iser. But if the bones that have moach are more like containers, and the moach is obviously considered basar, as the status of basar, but the bones are really relatively hard around the stomach, one should agree. You know, so it may be that we don't know exactly how much moach was in there and so on. Maybe that's why we're mishar. But in principle, the atzamos, the way the Torah presents it is, the atzamos that contain the moach, the etzem part goes with the head, and the moach part goes with the yisr. Okay. And now the last line in this is...
The gufa kedera, ina mitzterepet, lo yima heter, lo yima yisr.
Fine. That makes sense. We're certainly going to reject the lashon and the gemara, that the kedera atzma, if you read it that way. Okay, now.
Aval im nitbash la tchila V'acharkach nafla l'kdeirat heter. Atzamot sheba mitstarpim im ha'isar l'fisha v'la'o.
Shebalu.
V'shebalu mi basar ha'nevela k'shenevashva levadna.
All right. In other words, when you cook the meat with the bone, the trade meat on its with its bone originally, so presumably we're assuming the meat may have shrunk. And the bone absorbs some of the flavor. Since we don't know exactly how much, and we don't know exactly how much meat was there, we have to assume that maybe the bone is mole blios of the basar, and therefore the complete volume of that bone and basar is what we use to be mishayer. This, by the way, leads to the question that the Bach asks, which is, we have a din of Isser Dafuk, is different. Now, by Isser, when you cook something and you have and you have Isser Heter together, but you have part of the Isser is Dafuk with the Heter, like a bone and the meat. So we say that the bone is Nasar, the Isser Dafuk. If it's not, if it is a special attachment, it Asers that first. So he asked the question. The Shach will talk about it, how to deal with it. Alex?
Just as a point in Zias, are we assuming, I guess, the bones of the Isser, like, assuming that, let's say they didn't cook first, the bones of the Isser are still with the Isser, inside the Isser, and the bones of, or it's just all completely jumbled up?
No, I assume it's still with the Isser. The bones are still with the Isser, yeah. The idea of Isser Davuk in that case is not crazy, right? Especially since one envelops the other. I mean, Isser Davuk could even be if you had a piece of meat which had chelev still in its natural form, that's also called an Isser Davuk.
But if it's still inside, why do the bones of the heter absorb the isser? Meaning, I understand it if it's all spread out.
No, that you have meat around the bones of the isser, that there are bones of the heter. Oh, the answer is because you mean, how do the bones of the heter through the basar of the heter? The answer is because there's rotev in it. You cook it all together, it diffuses.
And it diffuses through the meat?
Yeah. I mean, maybe exposure to the bones also. You know, maybe the meat, maybe the bones are exposed on one side or two sides, you know, just they're covered over in parts. It's a good matzis.
If you say that, then the Kedera question becomes even stronger. Because the whole point was that the bones were sort of in and, like, surrounded by everything. But if we say that really...
Yes, the question becomes stronger, but... the OC?
What are the mechanics of the Isser network? The Isser is, like...
The concern is that the Isser first flavors the heter, and that becomes it only. By the way, obviously, the notion of Isser Davuk only makes sense if you hold what? What? Correct, by Shari Surim. Can someone explain why?
Why does it only apply? Moshe?
Because otherwise, there's no reason to add more Isser to it, because whatever Isser there is already in the meat would be the...
Well, another way of putting it is, who cares that the heter first absorbs some of this Isser before the other things? You don't want to put on anywhere. Eventually, the Isser's going to diffuse throughout the rest of the top. Right?
We have an afkamina given there with according to the Shach, let's say you have a big pile of hamburger meat, and like a little bit of tray hamburger meat falls in, and it's stuck together in one big block.
I don't know if that's called an Isser Davuk.
Why not?
I don't know. Another side. We'll have to see, but I think Isser Davuk may not be. We blend it together.
It gets mixed, and you're not sure if it's shishim or not. And before you realize the trade handed them, you got mixed in, you mix it together with a lot of some other type of Isser. If you say the tam goes into the mean bimino first, even according to the Shach, who would normally say that the she'en amino is Usser, we might say she'en amino is Mutter because it gets flavored. We say Isser Davuk b'chula. The flavor is the mean bimino.
Now, that's not a function of Isser Davuk per se. Yeah, we probably wouldn't say it l'kula anyway. Obviously, if you cook them together, the meat and the meat together first, and then...
Well, the Shach, we have this case where the Shach holds that the tam is osir, because the tam transfers.
Right. There's more complicated than actually what you're saying. Okay. So, that's base. Now, Dalit. Tur has a funny way of counting, doesn't he? The reason, in case you're wondering, these letters are not in the Tur. I probably said this last year, but those who didn't learn the Halachas last year, the letters are not in the Tur. In fact, if you go back to am I the Torah I bought when I was a teenager in the Shulchan Aruch? The Torah that I bought, there were no letters in the Torah, there were no letters in the Beis Yosef. This is a more recent printer's decision to put them in to help guide you to which se'if in the Shulchan Aruch this particular passage is tied to. Therefore, there are se'ifim in the Shulchan Aruch that are based upon the Beis Yosef where the Torah didn't say anything about a topic. So that means that if you look at Gimel, you can see he quotes the Rashba on a topic the Torah just didn't address. The Torah would probably not disagree with it. I mean, the Torah does quote, I think, this Rashba later. He quotes the Torah Sabai's version, but it's the same thing. So you would expect to find virtually always every letter will be in the Beis Yosef. The only way you wouldn't have a letter at least covered in the Beis Yosef would be if by some weird chance, which virtually never happens, I don't know if I even have any examples, so it might be, I've encountered once, a place where the Shulchan Aruch actually quotes a din that he didn't discuss in the Beis Yosef. It is so anomalous, so you can assume that in the Beis Yosef, all the letters will appear, not always in order, right? In other words, because initially the Beis Yosef is commenting on the Torah. Sometimes at the end of the Siman, you'll get a whole bunch of things that weren't in the Torah, most of the time the Mechaber will probably put them at the end of the Siman, and see from there. But sometimes he has to put something back earlier. Also, I don't know if your editions have it. Sometimes you'll see a letter in the Beis Yosef and even in the Torah where you get a letter like a sif letter, and then you get a subscript. You get like Beis Aleph and then Beis Beis, and that happens when there are two different parts in the Torah and the Beis Yosef which appear in the same sif, but they're separated in the Beis Yosef or in the Torah. So the printer has said, that this part is the first segment of a Beis, and then it's the second segment of Beis, and so on. So that's what the letters mean. But that's why the letter Gimel is missing. We are not engaged here in an exponential sequence. 1, 2, 4, because the next one happens to be Hey. So unless that's a printer's error, and it should have said Ches, but then the next one says Vav, and that one doesn't work unless a little dot of a Yud fell out, and it was Yud Vav, and I'd be in the Siman. So it's possible, right? We lost little two things of inks. We have 1, 2, 4, 8, 6 things. Excellent. Good question, Gail. Thank you for indulging my notes on this.
When was the Beis Kabbai, as long as we deal with these issues?
The Beis Yosef.
The Beis Yosef.
So first, let me just explain. I don't know the date on it. There are two Beis Kabbai. What? I don't know. That's a good question. Just for those who, again, are not familiar with this, in different Beis Yosefs mark them. I didn't notice, are there any in this Siman? Right at the beginning, in front of my nose. Oh yes, right at the end of the first thing, yes. So the Bedek Habayis was, two Svarim that I know by that name. The first was the Ra'oz Hasagos on the Torah Habayis. So the Rashba called the Sefer the Torah Habayis, and Ra'oz wrote the Bedek Habayis, and the response, of course, of the Rashba, perhaps initially anonymous but acknowledged by him in a tshuva, was the Mishmeres Habayis. The other Bedek Habayis that I know of is this. The Beis Yosef, remember the first edition of the Beis Yosef was already in the era of printed books, so there was a printing. And then he realized that there were errors that crept in, or maybe things he might have changed his mind or made, I don't know, mistake.
Or Svarim he hadn't seen before.
What?
Like a lot of them seem to be Svarim he just hadn't seen.
Some of that could be in that category. I wonder, though, is there been a Yerucham, something that he saw later? That actually does seem to be a familiar theme. So anyway, he says, it's not just for that. There are corrections as well. How do I know that there are corrections? Because it's Hakdama. He tells you, in his Hakdama, this was something that would not appeal to traditional people in Briskers, where he writes his Hakdama, he was asked a couple of questions by people about things he'd written, and he said, well, the problem is that you have an error in the Sefer that you have in front of you, either in the Torah or in the Beis Yosef, or there was an error in the printing of the Beis Yosef. Or you had a different text of the Torah. So that's why the clarion call for the importance of having proper texts is the Hakdama to the Bedek Habayis. So anyway, so that's why I say there are many things in the Bedek Habayis which I'm pretty sure are back corrections, printer's errors or things like that. Anyway, okay, so yes, you'll see.
Or talking about a case where the Mishnah Amino and the Isser is not those same.
right. So yes, what do you want to know about?
So why in the case where Tavidus is not no Saint Tommy, why do you need it? Why do you care about the dome?
Someone answers. Right. That's the what? Yeah, he means he's assuming you need shishim somehow as a blanket thing. Number one. Number two. The other observation I want to make about this particular passage is that basically he's acknowledging the problem that we have. You know, if the pots don't really absorb that much and they're not mitzvah to the bittul, the reality is neither are the bones. And so what he says basically is that if there were a real concern of tam, said you wouldn't rely upon the bones for that. Said if there's no tam, so Yossi wants to know if there's no tam, who cares? The answer is yeah. Tosis and the Rambam would say who cares. But Rashi and the Ramban and the Ran and the Rashba wouldn't say who cares. So then you can use the bones to be starved to the count for the Shishim count.
What is this based on?
What is what based on?
What are we discussing? Which passage?
The Beta Kabayas passage, quoting the Rabbi Yerucham in the name of somebody I never know heard of, Rav Avram ben Yismael. Don't know who it is. Okay. What's that? Okay. You know who this is?
No, I'm just saying that Germans are also
okay. Fine. Today it's less likely. Today I suspect you won't find that.
No.
In fact, do Americans ever name their children Ishmael other than Muslims?
We just had Muslims.
What?
There's a picture for the daughter.
There's a picture.
Picture for the daughter.
For the Dodgers. Oh, I see. Okay. Call me Ishmael. Fine. Let's talk about the one comment that I wanted to address before we go to the Shulchan Aruch that Yehuda and his chavrusa were kind enough to raise with me. And it was a good question. It took me a while to figure out what might be the answer. Rashi Shita, the Shulchan Aruch, did we read Dalet yet?
No.
No, read Dalet, I'm sorry. So it's in respect to Zandalet. Misharin.
Misharin ha-hetzer va-yisur kimoshe va-lefaneinu. Acho pi shahaya va-hetzer yoter mitzila v-nizmait v-bishulo.
So even though there was more hetzer originally, still, you look at things as they are when they appear in front of you. Right? I'm sorry. V-yisayit v-bishulo v-nivla v-kteira.
Afilu hachi ein misharin oso ela kimoshe va-lefaneinu.
Go ahead, Hilka.
All
right, so that's basically Rashi's maskana. But then, okay. So the Rashba basically is willing to accommodate that shita by the Rabbanan. Since min b'mino, if you have a rov, is only Drabbanan, therefore you can be tzomech upon that. Okay. Okay. So he didn't make a chilek. The Beis Yosef thinks he would agree to the chilek because Rashi, well certainly Rashi, he says, would be modeh because they wrote that since it's a suffek, and suffek the reis al-chumrah, therefore we're going to pasken this way. So if you're dealing with something that's only nisid Rabbanan mistama, they would agree with the Rashba's chilek. That's what the Beis Yosef says, and that's how he paskens in Shulchan Aruch. Aside from which he argues that the Rashba is right, and that the Rambam is meikel b'davar, I think that was sort of enough for him. For those of you, I don't think we discussed this, we'll discuss it once for the newcomers. What is the rule of the Beis Yosef's rule of thumb of Psak? How is he machria? The majority of the Rif, the Ram, and the Rush, but there's no Rif here. So it looks like the Rambam versus the Rush. So remember two things. Number one, the Rush, it's not clear what he holds. The Beis Yosef thinks he might agree with the Rambam. Number two, the other probably, two other relatively heavy hitters. And the Beis Yosef Harki are the Rashba and the Baalei Tosfos. More the Rashba, especially here. Okay. So anyway, so that's the conclusion that the Mechaber reaches. Now, yes. Sorry, Yossi?
I was wondering, how does the
problem with that is that once you say that, then the Rashba would even say, Rashi says it even, they explain it for Rashi, even by Sum Deraisa you would say that. In other words, once you know that the Isser, you know, do you know how much Isser there was, and that's still the same amount of Isser, but you can assume in those cases that the Heter was in fact Nivla, so then you would be Misharab Mai Debala Kedera, right? Rashi only says his din. He says the Gemara only has that din when you don't know how much Isser Heter there was originally, so then you just assume that probably swallowed proportionately, absorbed proportionally. So I don't know. My assumption would be, but I don't know, is that the Rashba is assuming that maybe it's a machlokas between the two Gemaras, perhaps, and will be makel only by the Rabbanans. Jonathan.
You said Jonathan with the Rush things? That's the Rush and Dalad?
The Rush and Dalad. Right, when he says Adoni Avi Zal Lo Chilek, which in itself is not a powerful argument, it's an argument from silence, so the Beis Yosef says it's true, but he himself does say, like Rashi, that the reason why you machmir is because it's Sveika Daraisa. So in these cases, it's not Sveika Daraisa anymore. The question that Yehuda asked me was, the Rashba explains in Rashi that what is going on when you're Mevatel, when we say B'mai Debala Kedei, where Rashi B'moda, is a case where let's say a Kazayas Min HaIsser, we know it was a Kazayas, fell into the pot. We don't know how much Heter there was. We see the Kazayas at the end, and it's still a Kazayas of Isser, it's still a Kazayas. And we find in the pot only 58 Kazayasim. So, according to Rashi, if the Kedera, if you're Mishayar B'mai Debala Kedera, you say the Kedera Mistama swallowed two Kazesim of the Heter. Okay? And you can't tell me it didn't swallow, you don't say that just like it swallowed Heter, it swallowed Issa, because you can see it didn't swallow Issa.
Why do you say two?
I'm just making up a number.
But my question is, how do you know what number?
Don't ask me Ketzad Mishayar in real life. Whatever it is, let's humor me.
Okay?
So then, the question the Rashba and the Ran both asked this Kasha and Rashi. We read the Kasha and the Ran. They ask, I don't understand, if this one piece of meat that is Omei Bifaneinu right now looking like a full Kazayas fell into 58 Kazayasim of Heter, what would you say the din is?
Asur.
So right now, this one Kazayas is sitting inside this pot, 58 Kazayasim. It should be Asur.
Why would you know what's in the walls then?
So Gail says to me, what is the Rashba's kasha? I understand that if this one kazayas and 58 kazayas of heter were placed hot in another pot, it would aser it. But the whole point of the Gemara is that there is two kazayasim balua in the walls of the pot that contributed along with the 58 kazayasim and were mevat al the tam. Alex, this is going back to what you were harping on yesterday, right? So I had a choice: was I moded to his question, or was I moded to yesterday to get around his question? But I chose to be moded to his question and find an answer for it. And the answer is, it's a good kasha, right? And in fact, there are good reasons why they object to Rashi. But whole Gemara's whole point is that even though right now you only have 58 kazesim in the pot, there are two kazesim in the walls that took the heter. One, you know, initially, let's say when it was in the pot, and now the two kazesim heter got absorbed into the wall. But there was enough to be mevatel the tam of the isser originally, and it did the bitul atam. So I think that the answer to the question, the answer is no. There is another way of describing what happened here. You knew that a kazayas of Isser fell into the pot. Oh no, it's not going to work, I just realized. It was a klutz teretz. Oh no, it does work, it does work. You could have said the Gemara meant the following. You don't know how much heter there was originally, but you know that a kazayas of Isser fell into the pot. How much Isser is there now? You don't know. What you know is there was one kazayas of Isser, there was a lot of heter. Right now it's 59 kazayasim total in the pot. But you know that the pot probably absorbed a couple of kazayasim. Therefore, you can assume that there was, in fact, and the Isser's all ground up. It's all nivla. You can't see it anymore. So you don't know how much the Isser is now, but you know how much it was. And you know how much there is total now. You can assume that even though there's only 59 kazesim now in the pot, there were two more kazesim that got absorbed in the walls, of whatever proportions. That's the way you would explain the Gemara. But if you were to say that the Chaticha is still be'en, then you never know. You know, it is possible, the following scenario is possible. This is a stubborn piece of Chazir. So originally you put it into the pot with 60 kazesim of heter. Now, this stubborn piece of chazir refuses to yield its flavor right now. In the meantime, the pot swallows 2 kazesim of heter. So what do we have in the pot now? 1 kazayis of chazir, 58 kazesim of heter. Now, the kazayis of chazir finally says, okay, I've had enough resisting. You can have my tom now. So in that case, we say it's usur, because we don't really, at that point, we don't know how effectively what's in the kedera can serve to be mevatel the isur that's be'en. What we're allowed to assume is that if you have a taroves of isur v'heter, if you have any taroves, the pot's going to absorb a certain amount. If you knew how much was in the taroves, you knew how much isur there was, and how much heter there was, and the heter you know shrank, you can assume the isur also shrank. And the issur was larger originally, so it was enough to asur the heter originally. In this case, however, you don't know how much heter there was originally, and you don't know what the issur looks like anymore, but you do know how much issur there was originally. So you're allowed to assume that if you want to know, the issur is gone, meaning it's all bubbled up, it's all nifal. So now you want to know, okay, there's 59 kazais in the pot now. It's like an algebra problem, but you don't have enough variables. There was 1 kazais of issur in the pot in the first place. How many kazesim of heter were there in the first place? So the answer is we're going to solve the algebraic equation by saying we know that a pot absorbs a certain amount. Let's say a pot typically absorbs 2 kazesim. So if there's 59 kazesim in the pot total now, and there were 2 kazesim, and it absorbed 2 kazesim, we assume, it means that there were 61 kazesim in the pot originally, including that 1 kazayis of issur that fell in. So it was batel. It got ground up. It distributed around. The pot was bolea 2 kazesim. It was bolea 2 kazesim, proportionately, presumably, of isur v'heter, and everything is mutter. That's the case that the Rashba would say. You would explain the difference between the two sugyas.
The problem is Rashba does say everything actually explains. If you look earlier, Be'yosef quoted. In fact, Be'yosef doesn't quote. He talks about it. He describes the sugya. In his description, if you want, I could read it.
1 second. He describes what he infers from Rashi. He describes a case exactly that, where the Isser is still ba'en. Right?
Right. He says the case is still... No, before that, he describes, he thinks the Gemara's case is according to Rashi.
I'm sorry?
He describes the whole Gemara, Rashi's whole... He describes what he thinks is Rashi's there from the Gemara, and he doesn't say that the Isser gets burned out.
Exactly, that's the whole problem. Rashi shouldn't... He's telling you what he thinks Rashi tried to explain... The two lashonos plus the piece later on Sadi Chesem and Aleph, and the Rashi, he thinks that Rashi understood that the Isser was still be'en, and he thinks it doesn't work.
Okay.
So that fits. And then, so what was he thinking? How could the Rashba possibly read all the Gemaras together?
Well, look, he could still say that we reject that Gemara because it's a machlokas.
You could say machlokas between the two. That's what I suggested earlier, but I want to figure out a way to make them work together.
So that's how Rashi is. Dacha, his lashon is v'dacha.
No. Except for that he thinks that based upon the way Rashi explains why he's docha, even the Lishna Basra, or whichever Lishna, the second one that he now puts aside, he points out that according to Rashi, actually it doesn't have to be in conflict. Right? Because when Rashi offers the reason why we're Mishari Kishub al-Faneinu, which would imply he really does accept the second Lashon of the Gemara. It's just that the typical case isn't the second case. The typical case is this Balafaneinu. Okay, so enough on that. Okay, if you got that, that's great. If not, we'll let it go for the moment. But I'm moded to his question and I give it a teretz. I'm not moded to your tightness with me. Okay, I was a terrible conundrum. I have to lose one way or the other now, so count found the teretz. If I thought I was wrong, I would have been moded. I make plenty of mistakes.
I didn't fully understand. Could you just explain the one piece, which is how that question was connected to what I was saying?
Because the whole point, the argument would be, look, right now, the Isser is going to, you didn't see its connection. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. So you wouldn't have even been toe-faced me if I had created this new thing. But, fine. Anyway, okay, so now let's take a look at the Shulchan Aruch. Thank you very much, Reb Moshe. And now, Yossi. You can't ask questions while you're reading the Shulchan Aruch. All right.
Do you have the most important
Oh, sorry. Before we go there, I wanted to just look at one more thing. Vidakya Moshe. So, Moshe, that's still your job? Since it's called Vidakya Moshe, I can make you read every Ramah when it comes up, but... What's that?
Yeah.
Which is like the rash. Okay? So Shari Dura has finally made his appearance, yes. Shari Dura is one of these like halacha manuals, probably 15th century. And then the Hagos on the Shari Dura. The Mahari is who? I've never understood this, why they abbreviated it this way. Who is the Mahari? They were thinking of the days of computers. Moreno of Rabbeinu Isserlin Yisrael. It's the Trumas Adeshen. It's Rabbi Yisrael Isserlin. But that's always how, I don't know why, that's always how it's abbreviated. Mahari. So he also, Kedibre Harash. Omnam. Yisr Beheter.
Klal Kaphet, Kasa Vishem Or Zarua, Kedat Yeshomrim.
Like the Yeshomrim here.
The Kasa. Klal Lamed Zayin, Dehachi Naktinan Levatzlan. Gambe
Haga Acheres.
Gambe Haga Acheres, Bishari Dura Simemem, Kasab Dibre Orzarua, Begirsa Acheres. Shesvir Ale, Shein Atzamos Isser Mitstarpin, Lo the Isser, Below the Heter. Amnam, am atzamos heter mitzdarfim lahatir. Bekasu, im shum adam yore, shatzamos shel iser mitzdarfim lahatir, lo avar al dibre chachamim, aval im lahakel kule hai.
It's a funny kind of lashon. If you pask in that way, you weren't over on dibre chachamim, but you shouldn't be so maker. It's a very interesting way of formulating it. So now, where did that shita come from? So I understand the position. If you say the Orz HaRuah is like the Yeshomim is the Gemara, the simple reading of the Gemara. If you want to say, where did the second approach, which says that you take the Atzmos Isser out, and you just ignore them, but you mitzaref the Atzmos Heter along with the rest of the Heter. Leon?
Is that the Yerushalmi's opinion without the Rabbi's explanation?
Right, it's like the intermediate stage in the Yerushalmi, which I'm not sure is really a stage. There is an alternative, which is
it's based on Indigidim and Otentan. It will say that some are not Otentan, but we still need to be Nevatalem because there's still Bechlau is in Nevela.
No, but then by definition, we've explored this yesterday. If there's not Otentan, by definition, not Nevela. No, I think there could be a way of reading the Bavli this way. Amati?
I was going to say maybe he's not really reading Gemara, but it sounds like Medina really that he postulates that the bones do count to be Mitzarya, but he's just, for some reason, he's Mimachner. Clearly Medina, he holds that you could count them.
Who's the he? Not the Orz HaRuah. You might say that the Shari Dura, the Hagar of the Shari Dura, holds Medina. No, he says he holds Medina, it's really okay. But that doesn't explain the position of the Orz HaRuah. So the answer might be when the Babli says that the Manda Amar Meya, again, it's only the province of the Manda Amar Meya, who says that Basar Bahade Basar, so the Rash pointed out that the whole point of that Manda Amar, when the Gemara, when he says Basar Bahade Basar, what was the diuk you're supposed to make? Which diuk are you supposed to make? Basar of the Zroa without the Atzamas of the Zroa, Bahade Basar. But it could be, the Rash wanted to say that they are, within the day of Achas Mimea, he wants the day held that Imavatel the Basar of the Zroa in the Basar of the Ayo plus the Atzamos of the Ayo plus the Atzamos of the Zroa. Right, so you could sort of cut it halfway. And it's a little less dachuk reading in the Gemara. Right? In other words, if the Gemara's key emphasis to say, throw the Atzamos of the Isser out, so you say Basar Bahade Basar, and of course the Atzamos of the head there, but her whole point is Basar, but not Atzamos of the Zroa. Again, it's not the reading I would have chosen in the Gemara, but it's a Rash-like reading of the Bavli. The problem still being, of course, is that it's Achas Mimea. But the only alternative is what Liam suggested. It's that intermediate stage in the Yerushalmi. If you want to regard that as a separate Deah, rather than it's just a stepping stone to getting to the maskana of the Yerushalmi, then those are the two places you might find a smachas. Now, the truth is, I am guilty. The possible way to find out the answer, but I don't know if it will yield anything, would be to do what? Yeah, look at the Arzorua. Okay. I actually do have an Arzorua at home, but I'm sure the base medrash has one as well. You have to hunt it down where exactly it is. I think it's probably in the front area. It's by the near the Torah Sabayis, actually. I think a book has bookshelf eight, I think. If not, one to the right or one to the left. Okay. Fine. So now we can go to the Shulchan. Yes, Alex.
Wouldn't that reading also make more sense with the ratio?
I mean, I can't do the math. I don't really know what the reality is.
But it'd
be closer. Yeah, probably. Probably. Okay. Then you'd have to be assuming something like, I don't know which, it's either, it would turn out the Basar or the Zorah is either 40% of the total mass or 60% of the total mass, something like that. And maybe I'm inverting the fractional math, so I'm getting that wrong, but something in that neighborhood, right? In other words, if we're 1 in 120 versus 1 in 60, they would be equal in size, right? So if that's the case, I suspect it's a 60-40 breakdown, where the, I don't know which way, I can't think right now. And Leon?
Me and Avi were discussing this thing. Did none of the rabbis just check a cow and see how much, a ram and see what the exact ratio was?
Which rabbis? In the Gemara, they weren't arguing about the Matzias. They were arguing about what the Xeris HaKasav was.
Or
whether you count that Samas Adonka. I think the way, when I read the Gemara, and one says Echa Mameach Mishishim, the Gemara's whole point is, there's no machlokas in Matzias here. Everybody knows how much an aisle leg weighs proportional to the aisle. And everybody knows how much the busser of the aisle leg versus the busser of the aisle. And the question is, which one are you using? Do you count the bones or do you not count the bones? That's a simple way in the Gemara. It's not a machlokas in Matzias. It's a machlokas in Din. So we, who are just wondering about it, see, if there were a machlokas Bavli and Yerushalmi about this, that's where you should be able to determine what the numbers are. Now, if the Bavli, in fact, believes that the busser of the aisle against just the bus of the Zroa is 1 in 100. Yerushalmi clearly doesn't assume that way. That's for sure. If that's what the Bavli means, and that should be readily demonstrable. Of course, someone could always say to you that Nishtanu Atvan and our Elim, their Elim were bigger than ours. I don't know what that will do to proportions, but and therefore we can't determine. That's a good teretz, okay? The Tanaitic rams who used to give their horns for the shofar we will blow on Rosh Hashanah, they were holy rams, and they were great rams, and their proportions were different.
They had very small
ones. Okay. And just so, in case you're learning Mishnah's Rosh Hashanah, is the total tangent, talking about the ram Rosh Hashanah. What's the word in the Mishnah for ram, incidentally? Any of you know? The word is zachar. If you learn the Mishnah in the fourth parashat Tikvah Shofar, we'll say that we blow b'shal zachar. Zachar is the word for aisle, because the word, it's in Aramaism. The word for aisle in the Targum in Aramaic is dichra, dalet chaf resh. I don't know why that's the connection. Dalet chaf resh is back. Rashi probably says this on the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. Yeah. Dalet chaf resh. What?
Like, do you think it's a calcar that Aramaic is like actually the translation was just male? The translation in Aramaic of aisle was male.
I don't know what. No. No. The I won't explain the Aramaic. The Aramaic is dalet chaf resh. I don't know why. It could be that it's male. It just means the male of the sheep. But that form has now gone back into the Hebrew as zachar. Can be a stand for him. That is a calc. Yes, it is a calc.
Okay.
But I don't know what. I don't. In other words, dachar literally trends. With the phonemic equivalent is zachar in Hebrew. I don't know why the word is dichra in Aramaic. I don't know if it's just because that's the word for male, and it means the male sheep, or I have no idea. I mean, aisle typically refers to the gender as much as, it probably is general, it's the age, right? A keves versus an aisle. Okay, so anyway, so that's what we would say. But the posture, at least in the Bavli itself, there's no internal machlokas in Matzias. It's really a machlokas in Din. So between Bavli and Yerushalmi, it's possible. If you don't read the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, you now have machlokas in Matzias. So maybe the answer is, there's a difference between the rams and Eretz Yisrael, because Avi read the Eretz Yisrael Machim, and the rams of Bavel. I don't know. Yes, Yehuda.
Apparently, I learned these, Rashi says it comes from the Lashon of Zachar.
Zachar, yeah, correct.
I learned these as Ayel.
Correct. Right. So, and she can't give birth, because she's right. More male-like.
Yeah.
Right. I knew that, but I don't know whether that, what the etymology really is in, it's clear that Ayel and Zachar in Hebrew now come, in the Mishnah Hebrew come to both mean the same thing. The question is, what is the real etymology? I wouldn't be surprised if it is, I just don't know. Okay, so anyway, so now, let's take a look at the Shulchan Aruch. Thank you, Yossi. Okay, so that is the position fundamentally of the Rash. Okay. B'yesh machmirim.
B'yesh machmirim. Shelo letzareif atzamot ha'isser ima hetzer levatel. Makom hefzei yesh lesmoch ha'mekilen matirin kikinim.
Okay, you see the parentheses in the Ramah. Is that correct? The answer is yes. Right? It was not the Ursa where directly, wherever quoted first, it was the Hagel Shari Dura, in a different version of the Orza Ruah. Remember that many times those parentheses are wrong. Many of the times they were wrong, but somebody corrected them in your Shulchan Aruch because the Shach said something. Okay, take a look now at the Shach. I'll read the Shach. Os Aleph. The Shach writes, Ulufenius dati nira b'shas b'yushalmi g'das ha'ra'ah b'sefer b'edek ha'bayis ha'ran per g'ed anosha de atzamos ha'rakim mitzdarfim le'isr ne'moach shebohem u'mechamas rakusan sheyatsu שיצא לחוס, אבל עצמוס יבשם או קליפו של ביצם, וכי אגבנה, אף אוסן של איסר מצטרפן לבטה לאיסר, וכן דעס איסר, והתר קלקוף, חס דין היי בשם הר זרוע, וכן דעס הבח. I'm sorry? Well, the way it's presented in the... It's not so different, except for... It was what some of you tainted. I said this, the Shach would raise this issue, that maybe the bones that contain Moach, particularly the bones, I mean, again, I suspect that if you're talking about a femur, the bone is not a soft bone. There's Moach inside. But if there are bones that are soft and contain, you know, Moach, so the entire bone is treated as Isser. And the dry bones are, no matter where they're from, even in the Isser, are treated as Heta. Now, it sounds like he lechatchila is embracing the Mechaber, but with the caveat of adding the Atzamos Harakos to the Isser. Okay. Yes, Yehuda. I'm not a chicken person, but if you're telling me that they're all soft, then you could chew on them from...
long enough, you can eat the bones.
Okay. What about...
apparently in some countries, like I've heard that like in China, this is normal practice. You cook chickens on and eat the bones.
I mean, you know that. You've had chicken soup, and like the chicken's been sitting in it for a while. You know that the bones are softer than it's like your...
Okay, but the question is, could you do that to a cow bone also?
I don't think so. If you like eat cow bones like a chicken.
Probably. Okay. So the answer is it might be. Those chickens. All right. Seif Beis. Good, Yossi. All right, so that makes sense as well, right? I think that was the end of the Rash. Fine. Okay, there's one shach that I skipped, was Sif Katan Gimel. The shach writes, Ki chenikar, zel lashon habach, v'yish l'tmoa, d'hava lei lifsok ta'atzemos ha'isr mitztarfin ala isr, d'cheivan shehem, divukim b'basar, kiblu t'chila tam ha'isr, v'nasis nevela. V'yiu sover, d'ap b'davar she'en lo tam ha'atzma, arminu chatecha nasis nevela. So he points out that the Ramah himself says, even something which doesn't have any flavor, namely a kedera, the cheres, charsei hakedera. Remember the Ramah had that chumrah? That charsei hakedera are nasin nevela, which everybody thought was crazy. So the Bach says, I don't think the Bach liked it either, but he says, according to the Ramah, why are the atzamos of Isser not nesarim, and nasis nevela, just like the charsei hakedera, right? You see here a common theme that the kedera and the bones function in the same way. So the Shach says, "Ve'in kan tema dal kachach lakasav rav la'el b'simen tzadi chesiv hey the yishlachu shlachumra b'chtei cheres chadash to nasnes nevela afal pishen lo tamei atzmo ele mishum de'en lo takana b'hagala." Remember, the Mordechai Shita, the way the Ramah understood it, was like the Ravid Shita, but we all understood it, was that if it's a davar she'en lo hechsher, then it's worse. For the Ravid, it meant a davar she'en lo hechsher, you have to be mishar b'chulo, because you don't know what came out of it. And according to the Mordechai, the way the Ramah read it, by a klei cheres, which is not yotzei mide delfio, you have to treat the cheres as if it became nevela as well. So the Shach says, the mishum de'en lo takana b'agala v'yesh l'hafir da'isra, chamosha kasav nusham, de'im kein, klei etzem, de'yesh l'en takana b'agala, you can kash your klei etzem, v'chamosha this barbar achayim simen tofen un aleph, that's in Hilchas Pesach, v'adai the dummy l'klei matechas, the sui le'arav, de'lo nasas nevela, in kein hu yashon, de'oz ha'balua bo nasas nevela, but not the klei itself. That's the answer to the Bach's question. Mati?
In general, this concept of Isardala,
yeah.
Does this come from Mara, or is this
a... I don't think so. I think this is a later Chumrah of Rishonim and Ashkenaz. It also doesn't matter. I'll put it this way. You can't, as I said earlier, it only matters, it has to come from later, because it's only relevant to have such a sheet if you hold what? I say it again. Hanan. If you don't hold the Hanan, except Basar B'Chalav, by Basar B'Chalav, it's not relevant. By definition, you can't have an Isar Davuk. There's only one place you could have, and it's only the Rabbanon, maybe, that you could call it Isur Davuk by Basar B'Chalav.
Kal.
I think. I may change this when we get there, but not having looked at Isur Davuk all the time and knowing what it is, I assume it's got to be, I'm pretty sure it's not in the Gemara.
Isn't that a constructive where I think, like, some people put a deli, put a little milk in it, wrap it up, and then...
That's not called Isur Davuk. I don't think it's called Isur Davuk. It comes to parties. I don't think so. When we get there, we'll deal with it when we're... Ah, but cheese is only for the rabbanon. Maybe it's tigon. Okay, there we go. All right. Anyway, when we get to it, we'll deal with it when it arises. I think it's in Simen Kofei and it may also be in Basar B'Chalav already. Yossi?
So, how does the answer
is the Bas question was, according to the Ramah, that the bone should be nesar as nevela. Not just it absorbs, but it should be nesar as nevela in itself. You should add the volume of the bone, even if you didn't cook them together before you mix them. When you cook them now, and you know how much the bone and the basar was, you should assume that the basar became nasas nevela first, and then all of that has to be misbatel in the rest of the kedera. The bones. You say the bones don't have any taste. They're flavorless. But the cheres doesn't have any taste either, and the Ramah says that the cheres is not sestevela. So the Shach's answer is yes, except for cheres, you can't kasher. The whole point was you can't kasher the cheres. Bone, you can kasher.
You just talking about the case of what we think would be the deraita, which you have a nevela cow, and you take the milk from the other nevela cow, which deraita is nevela meat, make it into cheese, maybe that cheese will be isa nevela deraita.
No, it would be an Isser Asay at most, I think. Okay. I don't think it would be more than a Yotzei Min HaTameh, I think.
Why? Because it was in it when it was killed. So should it be Basar Nevela Deraita?
I don't know. Wait till we get the top.
You were the Zaf Tam Basar.
Warped minds want to know. All right. Maybe I should have taught Sukkah. All right. I'm sorry, they're doing Kiddushin. I should have taught Kiddushin. All right. Fine. And now, Oshei, the Shach writes, according to the Ramah, Elotzor Shishim Neged Kol HaChaticha, Afilu Hachi HaChaticha Atzma Asura Kedelkam An Reishim Kufa Baga. Okay. So, either way, according to the truth is it doesn't matter whether you hold chaticha nasas nevela or not. The chaticha, which is asura, is never choseres la teira. The real chiddush is according to the Rashba, it's not, and that's what the topic of Kufav is. Okay, let's, where's the, there's the Tazia? Yeah, go ahead, Siv Dalad. What's the kippah, by the way, he says? Peirush hadak dak shel basa v'tavam nisase peshud lekederu. Now, if you ever think about it, like if you make meatballs and you make them in a sauce, so one of the things that often happens is that some of the meat from the meatballs, even though you fashion them, sort of breaks off a little bit. So what you wind up in that thick sauce with is sauce and some meat as well. So I assume that's what he means by the dak dak, something like that. Okay. Anyway, so Yimishara, the rota, the kippah, v'chatichos. Okay, that's not a chiddush. Next. That's language of whom? It's one of the ways, and I didn't say it this year yet, but what, I think one of the ways you test your understanding of everything that you learn is when you read the Shulchan Aruch to be able to identify line by line where it comes from. The better you have done the Gemaras and the Beis Yosefs and the Darkei Moshe, the better you will be at that. And your ultimate test, you can look in the Gra, it's even easier to use the Be'er HaGola. And the Be'er HaGola will tell you very quickly. So before you look at the Be'er HaGola, say, do I recognize? The answer is, this is Rashi's language. Ikar adavar kimoshu ba lefaneinu. So apalpi. The Omed Yafe. A beautiful estimation. I don't know if that's, or does it mean generous? What? I could be. Well, that's the beautiful translation. What's that? That's you, which is a kula, I think. I'm not sure.
Well, you could say that a lot of it was stuck in the water when we're using it.
What's that?
Yeah.
The Omed Yafe, right. I'm not sure. It's a funny expression.
Right. We saw Omed Yafe come up where we was talking about Claymont.
The Ravid.
Right? So I think that was the first time we saw it.
Yeah.
Which would,
it's not the Gemara's term.
Specific, like the right, the Omed that's appropriate for every type of Kli.
Oh, you're saying a correct one.
Oh, you're saying an appropriate
yeah,
one.
Like prop, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it might be better for that.
Right. I would read it as generous, except for that seems to be counterintuitive halachically. The result is counter-halachically. In other words, if you're not sure, then you err on the side of caution, not on the err on the side of leniency. That's why I would say on Omed Yafe, normally the language would suggest to me a generous one, but
Omed
I suspect what it means is a good one, whatever somebody said.
Omed Yafe la Matachas or Omed Yafe la Eis or something.
Appropriate or, yeah. Okay. Fine, so Mishari be Omed Yafe, Verona so. And that is coming from whom?
The Rambam.
Okay.
So, Yehuda. Halacha l'masa today will say nothing's absorbed into our pots. That's not Omed Yafe.
Yes. Okay. But we'll assume that our pots are aser food too. I mean, unless Rav Malamed gets his way.
In this case, we're not going to be mitzdayev.
Correct. We are not. L'masa, you are not going to mitzdayev anything. Mm-hmm. Right. You see? What's that?
The distinction between...
Yes, because their interpretations, if you strip away, one of them is going to be the interpretation of the Gemara. But if you strip away the fact that it's one Gemara, both positions are logically defensible positions and can coexist. But your point is a good point. He's adopting two different shittos here because the reading of the Gemara is different, but the shittos aren't necessarily in conflict. Alex?
What's the step, either logically or historically, that gets us from the Shulchan Aruch to saying we're not going to
Well, because the Omed Yafe today would say there's nothing coming out of the pot, nothing absorbed in the pot that can actually be Messiah in the Bittel.
In other words, the Metzias in our pots.
Right. Right. L'chumra, not L'kula. Right. That's the point.
You said Rashi or Rashba?
For what?
The beginning of the...
Well, it's Rashba's understanding of Rashi. Okay. Okay, so now, a couple more things here. Firstly, the Taz quotes the Marshal who just rejects this whole approach of the Rashba. We don't know how to do that. We're not going to do it. Ma'olam Mishan Aso Kemosha Balafanim. Rabbi Kiva Geiger's comment is actually much more interesting. Rabbi Kiva Geiger, and I don't think I said this in Shir, I think discuss it unless I said it earlier when we read the tour. What is the case that the Rashba is being made alam by Mimbimina? Is it a case where we saw the Isser and it wasn't... I asked this question earlier in Shir. Was it a case where you saw the Isser was not Ismai, but the Heter was? Is that the case the Rashba is make alam Mimbimina? And the answer is... It would seem to me, no. Because if Ra'inu es ha'isser,
that's Rash.
If Ra'inu es ha'isser, you would do it even where? Even by Mimishenu Mino. Right? Because that's not a kula. Right? That's the second Lashon, according to Rashi, the way the Ran and the Rashba read him. So that, in fact, I believe is... So if you take a look at Rabbi Kiva Geiger, he says, V'hani mili b'mimishenu Mino. Midivrei ha'beis Yosef nira, the Rashba ma'ayri, b'lo Ra'inu, e'echos ha'isser b'tchila. Umishum hachi b'mimbishenu mino osur. Daminon degama iso hayagadol v'nismayit. V'aval pikein mimbimino mekilin. Keinir b'das ataz v'ashach. Now it is odd. The question is, why is it odd? It's very odd. Forgetting about whatever we keep, put aside, why is it very odd? The way the Beis Yosef, the way the Rashba constructs Rashi, where is Rashi's Chumrah? Because it will machmir by the Raisa. We have three dinim in the Gemara. We have Lishna Kama of Bikadera, which is Bikadera Atma. We have Lishna Basra, which is by the Balakadera. And then we have the Gemara Tzadi Chesam and Aleph, which is, Bala from both. Therefore, it's Kemoshu Abala Fanein Misharanasa. So Rashi, how did Rashi paskin? No. He paskin both 2 and 3, because they're not in conflict. The whole point of the Ran and the Rashba is that 2 and 3 are not in conflict with one another. So what did Rashi reject because of Sveika Daraisa Lachumra? Kederatzma. And so in other words, what happens according to Rashi, the Rashba's reading at the end of the day, and that's in effect what you think, what the Rashba should hold, what happens at the end of the day is that if we don't know how much Isser and Heta there were originally, then Ikar Dabra Kamoshu Balafanein Masharanaso. Period. That's the Gemara Tzadi Ches. If we know how much Isser there was, and it didn't shrink, but we can assume that the Heter did shrink. Let's say we don't know exactly how much Heta there was. So then Rashi would say, you follow the Lishna Basra, not the Lishna Kama, because Sveika Daraisa Lachumra. But if you don't know, that's only if you know how much Issa there was and it remained the same. If you don't know how much Issa there was, in the first place, what is the operative principle? Number 3, Tzadi Chesam and Aleph, that you mishar the way it came in front of you. Why? Because just as it was Bolea from the Heter, it was Bolea from the Issa. So why would anybody say that just because it's only an Issa Drabanan, therefore you can be Mako? Where could you be Mako if it's an Issa Drabanan? In what way would you be Mako? The way you would be Mekel, if you wanted to be Mekel for Nisra Rabbanan, is to say, we're not going to be Mishar B'may Debala Kedera. What do we do? Mishar B'Kedera Atzma. But if you don't know how much Issa there was, and you don't know how much Hatha there was, and you only have what you have in front of you now, who cares whether it's an Issa D'Raisa, Sveika D'Raisa, or Rabbanan? Svara dictates it's your Mishara the way it came in front of you, because Kemosha Balam and Aheter Balam and Eser. The only time we say the Maidabala Kedera, the way the Rashba read Rashi, is when we know how much Eser there was originally, and it's still that same amount now. So it must have been Molea from the Heter, but we know it wasn't Molea from the Eser. You can't say to me, Kishem Shabalam and Eser, Kach Balam and Malam and Aheter, Kach Balam and Eser, because we know it wasn't Molea and Eser. That's why you go to the Gemara and Sadi Zayinam and Beis, that your mishar either b'kedera atzma or b'maydabala kedera. When you have no idea what there was originally, and now you just have isra b'heter b'alafanenu, you say that there was bolea, it was equal opportunity bolea. That's what you say. So it doesn't make sense for the Rashba to say that by the Rabbanon and Mimbimino, we can be makil that even though we had no idea how much there was in the first place of the isra b'heter, we're going to assume that the isra didn't shrink, but the heter shrank, and we're going to be mishar b'maydabala kedera. Why? There's no machlokas between Sadi Chasam and Alf and Sadi Zayin and Beis. There's a machlokas on Sadi Zayin and Beis between the Lishna Kam and Lishna Basra, and we pass like Lishna Basra because Sveka Daraisa Lachomra. Zehu. So let me just read Rikiri's comments. So again, he says, "Bidivrei Habeis Yosef Nira Darashba Ma'iri Below Ra'inu Eichasa Iser Betchila Umishumachim Mimishenu Minu Asur Naminu Negame Iser Haya Gadol Benismai." The Afal Pikein, even though we have no idea, Bin Menino Mekilinan. Why does the Rashba say it's Asur? If in fact we know how much Issa there was originally and it hasn't changed, but the Heter has changed? I flip the question on the other side. Once you say that we did, it's a case where we do know that there's Issa involved. We know how much the Issa was originally, and we see that it hasn't changed. So according to the Rashba, that was what Rashi said what? Well, you are Misharina B'mai Debala Kedera. Why? Because you know it wasn't Bolea from the Issa, but it was probably Bolea from the Heter. So why does the Rashba, so then the Kash is, why does the Rashba say you can't rely upon that, even by Mimishen Umino? Because that's the din. That's the more Hamar Shita in the Gemara. The answer is, because he had Kashas on Rashi. He didn't think Rashi Shita made sense. Why? Because if the Isser is Omei Lefaneinu Be'en, and it's sitting inside the Tavshil, and some of the Tavshil was Nivla, in the walls of the Kedera, and now we only have 58 Kezaisim in the Heter in the pot, and one Kezais of Isser, what was the Rashba's Kasha? It should Aser it now. Because right now, in the pot itself, you have one Kezais of Chazin, 58 Kezaisim of Basa. So that's what Riki Yeager says. That he says that Uvamin b'she'en omino Aser kevon de'ata ein bo shishim. That was exactly the Rashba's, those are the words of his Kasha. How will you make a Rashi if now there is no Shishim in it? So that's what Riki Yeager says. Okay, it's very sharp. You're never probably going to encounter this case, but that's a side point. All right, now I'm going to counter this Sif in real life. Alex. But it's great Riki Yeager.
Is it possible that the Tzana Chamor for Rashi is... meaning the Kula side is Madhivala Kedera, and the Homer side is Kedera Atzma, if you read Kedera Atzma, like the Miktzad and Parshim, quoted in the Rashba. That when we say Kedera Atzma, what we mean is everything that's in the Kedera, but not Kufa Kedera. And then that works very nicely with the other Gemara, which says that, because then you get this nice equation between Kedera Atzma and Mashabala Kedera.
I think I'm not, I don't have the sheath in my head here.
What's
Kedera Atzma? Is just the stuff in the pot?
Just the stuff in the pot.
And Bala Kedera would be...
always under the pot.
Right. Are you talking about the Rambam Shita here? That what's in the pot and not which was Kala Benisraf?
No, I'm talking
about... only the stuff in the pot.
Only the stuff in the pot. That's what we mean when we say Kedera Atzma.
You're switching which is the more vehicle.
Okay, and... right.
So then, when Rashi says that we go with the more Chamerdeka Shita, and that Zahainu, Masha...
that's the Kedera Atzma.
That works very nicely because Kedera Atzma really does mean Mashabala Faninu, everything that's in the pot.
Okay, none of this is going to explain the Rashba, because it's clear how the Rashba and the Ran read Rashi.
That's correct.
So, was it, in other words, right, Rashi's not my problem right now. It's the Rashba who has this funny chiluk between Mim Amino and Mim Shein Amino. We're Mimanafshach. If you're following my Debala Kedera in a situation where it's apropos, you should apply it by both. And if you have no idea how much there was in the first place, well, there's no machlokas between Tzadi Ches and the Gemara and Tzadi Zanim.
Right, and most they would explain that my Taina would be, well, the Rashba gets into contradictions because he misread Rashi.
That's, okay, it's a separate possibility.
Would that be a reading of Rashi?
I cannot do that already, as I can't, I have to go back, you have to read Rashi really, really, really carefully to see if that's a viable reading. Unfortunately, Rashi doesn't spell out what Pekidera Asma means. If you look in the Gemara, that's what makes it difficult.
Rashba spells out what he thinks Rashi.
Correct, so that's why I say Alex's interpretation is not going to help the Rashba.
And it's crazy because Rashba put that piece there but doesn't connect it. That there is someone who's reading there.
And maybe he thinks it's inconceivable in reading in Rashi. Okay, are there any questions? Moshe.
Maybe you mentioned this, but how is the how are we Mishar be Omed Yafe? What was Baal Mikveh?
You know, Yehuda brought to my attention that a website which shows you clay, meaning earthenware kelim, which apparently are bole on an enormous amount. I'm very tempted. You didn't send me a link yet, did you?
No. These are ones that exist or used to exist?
They still exist. Now remember, part of our problem is our pottery, our china, is all glazed. So it absorbs close to nothing. Right, we may not be makel for that, but the reality is it absorbs close to nothing. If you take that glazing off, it might very well be. You have enormous... I mean, I could envision such a thing, but I'm very curious to see it. But I think that if we saw it, we might get a better sense that maybe it's possible to make an Omed Yafe. I just have no idea. It is purely an abstract concept in my mind, you know, earthenware kelim being bolea, because I've never seen it, and so it just seems to me like there's a reason why some people run and said, oh, the blios are metaphysical. As I've said 100 times already, and probably say another 1,000 times this year, it's wrong, but I understand why someone says it, because you look at our kelim and say, what's going on here? But the answer is you have to realize how different their kelim were. So I want to see it with my own eyes. It will... You know, that if I do, then the next time I teach Mirza Shemir there, I'll be even more vehement to rejecting. I'll jump down somebody's throat as soon as they suggest, oh, maybe these are metaphysical. You know, it's not really...
You can't actually see it with your own eyes even there, right? Because you firstly, don't know how much is going into the air, how much is going both the suit and
well,
going
there.
What's that?
You have a top on something tightly, not
by right, you could do it by closing it very tightly, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right, and the other, again, I mentioned before, the Cheres Hadrayani, right, the Hadrianic pottery, which was used to absorb wine so that you could then soak it in water and have, you know, your diluted wine, they didn't make it up, you know, even though I can't find other testimonies outside of Chazal to that. And so, obviously, when you're dealing with very porous materials, they can absorb a fair amount. Yeah.
Like here, they write, because clay is porous, you cannot clean it using normal soap or dishwashing detergent. The soap will soak into the clay and end up leaching into the next meal you cook in it. You cook it with soap. Okay. It's soap. They really do absorb flavors.
Right.
Apparently baking soap is good for cleaning up.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, anyway, fine. Okay, so...
What?
Any other questions about this first part? Yossi.
So, the concept of Isser Dabot is something that even before you cook it, you...
No, but you have to cook... Isser Dabot means when you're cooking it, the two are particularly attached. So initially, before the flavor diffuses throughout the entire tavshil, the iser is flavors the heter b'miuchad and asers it.
And we don't say sofo.
No, correct. We don't say that by the iser davo. That's the chumra of iser davo. Okay. I'm not going to push on.